This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 5, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain today with temperatures in the mid-50s. The city of Peabody is now closer to building the long-planned Riverwalk project. The Salem News reports today that the city received a check for $650,000 from the EPA to clean up contaminated soil and redevelop 24 Collar Street, the former site of Clark Steel Barrel and Drum Company. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that, according to Salem's visitor information booth, the tourists are here. With the October haunted happenings this month, the official kickoff will be Thursday night with the Grand Parade. The town of Swampscott's Capital Improvement Committee is considering several projects. The Daily Item has identified the projects that will assist the fire department, library, and the senior center. Lynn is seeking to hire a new school superintendent. The city held a public hearing last night to get public input on the process. This is City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre speaking on MSO News Sports yesterday.
They've already put out the criteria the committee has adopted for this search, and you know, when that application process goes live and so forth. It will be throughout this school year. The goal is, of course, to have someone in place by the end of the school year, so they're able to get their feet wet and be on the ground learning for the next fall, when obviously the fall of 23-24 school year.
That's Lynn City Councilor at Large Brian LaPierre. A Lynn man was arraigned in Boston Monday on rape and several additional charges stemming from an attack on September 23. The Daily Item reports that 36-year-old Felix Palmer of Lynn is being held in custody pending a dangerousness hearing. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night 6-0. The two teams play again this afternoon at 4:10 at Fenway. Boys soccer yesterday, St. John's Prep beat Malden Catholic 7-1. The Eagles are now 8-0-1 on the year. Other boys soccer, the Masco team is 10-1 on the year. They'll play host to a solid Gloucester team today at 4. This is Masco coach Jared Scarpacci.
They got some really strong players, so I think it's going to be a really good game. They're very well coached. The coach is outstanding. I think they're just as good, and they had a great run in the States. I know they're in a different division than we're in, but whoever was going to bump into them, I think they don't want to, for sure.
Masconomet boys soccer coach Jared Scarpacci. In girls soccer, Lynn Classical will beat Chelsea 7-0. It was their fifth straight win, and in field hockey, Bishop Fenwick and Bishop Feehan tied yesterday at 2. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.